One of the first things you said, what I have to say is not new, but it's foundational. And that has, that kind of resonated with me, because so much in the quote-unquote religious life, trying to live as a good Catholic, so much of it is not new, and so much of it needs a deeper realization.
Amen.
Because all of us fall into patterns, all of us fall into verbal patterns, and all of us maybe from a young age grew up with a sort of religious talk, which is that, just that, and religious terms, and coming to the reality of the words we use takes a lifetime.
Amen.
And probably more than that. So, I mean, that's one thing you were doing there.
Yeah, I mean, I think St. Paul talks about, I love this, well, in Ephesians, he says in Ephesians 1:18, his prayer, he gets down on his knees before the community and says, he prays that the eyes of their heart would be enlightened. And I love that phrase, because I think what he's talking about is that he's talking about something deeper opening in our hearts, that it's not just about knowing about God or having some great kind of things that we quote, but about having a relationship with him that changes us.
It's a great mixed metaphor, the eyes of the heart.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Take your heart and look it in the face.
Yes.
Again, tying in with that, you use the phrase, our Lord didn't come to make bad people good. He came to bring dead people to life.
Amen.
And again, it's we may have all the tools. We may have the belief, but how do you bring it to life?
Yes.
How do you realize it?
Yeah, and I think the gospel, I mean, I think that for me, when I started learning the real gospel, that God just didn't come to give us rules, but make us free and to walk like him and to sound like him and to think like him and to have a life of hope. And it restores our hope. It restores our heart. It's what we desire. We long for meaning and freedom, and we are made to be free. And so the message of the gospel is less about rules and about to-dos, but about an intimate relationship that changes us into who we're made to be.
But it's kind of frightening, too, at the same
time. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think I've spent a lot of my time saying, you know, I believe, and if I get into heaven, it'll be on the edge of a very big crowd, you know, and maybe nobody will notice. But the fact that you're going to be looked at, you know, you can't avoid gaze. It's going to be one-on-one.
And to know that gaze is a gaze of love, you know, of mercy, of hope. And so many times we hide because of fear.
Fear, exactly.
You know? Yeah. And so, but love casts out all fear. And so if we can get our heart around the love of the Father and the love of Jesus that changes us, we don't have to be afraid. And even when I sin and fall, like yesterday I was with some friends and I said something that was a little bit inappropriate. I know you'd be surprised by that, but I did. And I was kind of condemning myself and kind of feeling bad. And I just went with the Father and just repented and then went right back into, but I know you love me. I know you see me, God. I thank you. So I think part of the Christian walk is not about, it's learning how to not just be broken from our fall, our sins or our failings, but to repent and go right back into relationship to know a God that already calls us there.
Right, but realizing love is, I think, just not easy. Sometimes you don't begin with love. Like if you were sitting in a bar with some friends of yours and someone digs you in the ribs and says, see that guy over there in the table?
Yeah.
He really loves you. I mean, do you say, oh, joy?
Right,
or do you say,
get
ooh, because how creepy is that? You
know? Right.
So, but if you're sitting at the table with your friends and all of a sudden you notice some guy there at the table who you don't know all that well, suddenly turns and looks at you, and maybe looking really good that day, and all of a sudden you feel there's a directed gaze.
Yep.
You're being paid attention to. I mean, and in some ways, I think that precedes...
Oh, for sure.
That precedes love.
Because
we can't handle love all the time, and we can't even understand what it means. But when, like, go back to the Garden of Eden. I mean, it was, first of all, God is looking at you. He didn't show up in the garden and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But you knew he was paying attention.
Right.
And that tells you we matter.
Well, and I think that what you're talking about is the difference between just not just saying it, but the experience of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's... What changes us is the experience of love. It's not just saying, like, oh, he wants everything from you and he's your bridegroom and that's scary and daunting, but to step into it little by little as you come to know him and to know a God that loves you with those gazes and with those words and that will always meet you in your weakness.
Well, I'm sure you're told this all the time. You're a fantastic speaker, and you really do. I wish my daughter could have heard you. You really do.
She can have the recording.
Oh, good. Good, good. I'll get it for her. You did bring a lot of people to life. You made a lot of things more real.
Oh, yes.
Very,
amen.
Very grateful for
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.